midnight and the sunglasses twirl. My injuries, a deaf plant warped in a Hollywood rockery of juice cans and hypodermic needles. It's so cool, baby, you don't know what you need. If the jaundice comes up, get out of the traffic. A girl with an ass that makes me hurt all over again. I know that girl's ass hurts, glass and pebbles crunching under her shoes. The movie goes on and the men go inside hiding their bottles. These men look confused like fish getting clubbed on the pier. What they see in there is better than me. Pick a needle out from the burnt matches and test it. Blow through it, make a little bubble, there's a wazoo of the strip. Put it in with the dust in the pocket, the cigarettes, the key, the muffled bottom of the storm. Pulled down my eyelids with my fingernails in a window not made to look in or out of, or to be used as a mirror, though it works good as a mirror. There is a yellow line. It is jaundice. It is not a yellow line. It is not jaundice, no. The ass that makes me hurt, made to make me hurt, turns showing breasts that make me hurt, but a face like a butcher board. Eyes smeared on, worn out red elastic mouth, the mouth of a sock waiting to be used. Hurts is a tender thing in the dark, under the shorts, leaky pelvis all over the sheets. Yo, baby, got a no-no? No, no, no. Sick animal glare in the skin of the pavement. Oh, I do want to go down right here where they threw the mop head, the paper towels and rubbers. Got a no-no, whistle is all. You can't make music with that. Movie inside as big as the wall of a building and so bright it'd make you throw up. But they watch it, the men, and they eat and they drink and they eat and they drink. Actually, it is not just the two of us, her and me. There are the cops and me and her. And the good-for-nothing windows, and brown suits, and gray suits, and blue suits, cars that stop and ones that go. There are palm trees and people leaning on the palm trees, scratching, reading, looking at the trash, which is empty, believe me, from being looked at. And gargoyles of human beings hung on the ugly architecture of wobbling, lurching bodies coming down fast like dying empires after the sun is already dead in their eyes. Rooms full of spooks drunk on dish soap spiked with whatever was left on the tables when the bar closed. An animal over there with spotted pants dreams Googleplex like the chopped up palm and broken wall and is just lost, oh my god. Moving like a range of dusty mountains dead with nothing to hold it down. Moved by earthquake or rain that swallows the stars and moon. Get out of the way, off the curb, he pukes on the garden and slams sideways into the stucco. What are the cops waiting for here, lined up in their cars, staring at their clipboards and microphones?
We got some people scratching themselves, a man looking at his eyeballs up under his shades, and a woman with a poochy ass who keeps turning around and around. Find the hurt place and don't ever let it heal. Get that fucker hanging on the wall and tearing loose, the stars are coming out. There's a TV set in a window, it says, the stars are coming out.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Starting off the program tonight, that was something from the poet performance artist Stephen Jesse Bernstein with a track called No No Man. And you may know that song from its being popularized in Natural Born Killers at the very intro, although it's kind of a cut-up version where they intermix a lot of different popular tracks, but it does make for a really great intro. And I didn't actually know who that artist was until recently. I'd watched it recently and then I decided to check who it was, and I couldn't find it on any kind of the soundtrack listings, but if you do dig through the credits, you can find a listing on this, because it doesn't appear on the full Natural Born Killers soundtrack. But anyways, Stephen Jesse Bernstein had also put out a few things on Sub Pop Records, and I think he did some performances with like Nirvana and some other artists like Big Black and stuff like that. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to be playing a lot of new stuff that I've been listening to, and we're going to play something from an artist that I've been meaning to make reference to. after her passing, and that's Marianne Faithfull. She had passed away on January 30th, but I didn't get the chance to fit in a track because you're quite busy with like Fun Drive, and then I just missed getting around to paying tribute. So I did want to play probably the first album I had come across from Marianne Faithfull. I was familiar with her before, but I really got tuned into this album for her involvement with PJ Harvey. And that's the 2004 album called Before the Poison that she had worked on with PJ Harvey, as well as Nick Cave appears on this and Damon Albarn. But we're going to hear a track called Mystery of Love by Marianne Faithfull. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a artist out of, I think, Toronto, a Canadian artist named Saya Gray, a new release out called Saya. And actually, no, I do believe she's out of London, if I'm not mistaken. London, UK, not London, Canada. Anyways, we're going to hear a track called HBW, really great track that I heard earlier this week on Dead Succulent Haunt. So right here on CHR 101.9 FM, this is something from the late, great Marianne Faithfull and a 2004 album that she had put out with PJ Harvey. This track is called Mystery of Love.
Not by my size, the world's in two, and I'm a fool. When you're not in my sight, then everything just fades from view. The mystery of love belongs to you. The mystery of love belongs to you. Tell me, have you changed your mind? Am I a fool because of you?
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Saya Gray with a track called HBW off the new Saya album. And I was correct. She actually is from Toronto, but for some reason on her Bandcamp page, it says London, UK. But she's based out of Toronto, and the label that she's on is on Dirty Hit Records. And prior to Saya Gray, you heard something from Marianne Faithfull with Mystery of Love off the Before the Poison album that came out in 2004, in which she collaborated with PJ Harvey on that. She did a lot of producing, and I think she appears on a few tracks in the background as well. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're broadcasting from UBC on Musqueam territory, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear something from Die Weltraum for sure. I do believe is how you say it. And that's the work of Swiss artist Christian Pfluger. And I do believe the name stands for World Dream Explorer. And it's a long-time Swiss project that's been going on since the early 80s. And I was tuned into them a few years ago, in I think 2021, when Biru B reissued a few albums from Die Weltraum for sure. And I did play one of the tracks a few years back, but I wanted to play it some more because I've been really on a kick lately of this project. And they make really great kind of sophisticated, very kind of colorful and ornate pop music. And I think they have a few tracks that are in English, but we're going to hear a track called Corona Borealis. And this is off an album called Lieder aus der Neuen Son, and apologies for my mispronunciation. And it's kind of a hard to name to kind of Google, but if you maybe just search on the Bureau B record label, or even the ForcedExposure.com site, that has a pretty good overview of it. But anyways, we'll hear this artist. And then after Die Weltraum for sure, we're going to hear something from Shintiak, I do believe is how you pronounce it, with a release out called Infiltrating Roku City. And this is a track called Whatever with Fruto. And this is on the West Mineral record label. It's based out of Philadelphia. And it does have kind of a little bit of kind of a colorful electronic sound to it. So I thought it'd flow very well. But it's a little bit more kind of dub electronic oriented. And once again, that's Shintiak on West Mineral Records. But first, right here on CITR, this is Die Weltraum for sure with Corona Borealis. Thank you.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
From the West Mineral record label out of Philadelphia, that was Shintiak with Whatever with Fruto off the Infiltrating Roku City release. Head to westmineral.bandcamp.com to check that out. And that's the, I think it's the second release from this artist, which is on Hiroko S. Sorry, Hiroko S. is West Mineral label, if that makes sense. But it's a little bit kind of a colorful, kind of experimental dub kind of electronica. Prior to that was Die Weltraum Forscher and a release out that was reissued, I think, in 2022, if I'm not mistaken. But you heard the track called Corona Borealis, and that's the work of a Switzerland artist, and it's mainly the work of a guy named Christian Pfluger. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear from a local artist who's doing a record release tomorrow. It's going to be the show to be at, and that's Devourers. And it's happening at the Rickshaw along with Maneater and Piss. So there should be a lot of people there. So definitely pick up your tickets. I'm not sure if it's sold out yet. But the new Devourers album, I think, comes out next week, if I'm not mistaken. It's something called Sports Car Era. And there's only one track that you can currently listen to. But I'm not going to play that one, as I've heard quite a few shows playing it on CITR. So we're going to hear an older track off release out, or a single out called XY. So once again, tomorrow, Devourer is playing at Rickshaw for the record show release. So we're going to hear that, and then we'll hear a local electronic artist called Mr. Game 7 release out that just came out, I think, today, called Lowercase J's Volume I. We're going to hear a track called Learning Center. And I think if you just head to Mr. Game 7, like the number 7.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is an older release from last year from Devourers. This is XY.
Than me, tall, dark, and handsome. I chose you at random. It was
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a new release from local electronic artist Mr. Game 7. That was a track called Learning Center off the Lowercase J's Volume I that was just released today. And MrGame7.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. And if you're not familiar, that's the work of John Packman, a local person. And prior to that, you heard something from Devourers with XY off a single that came out last year. And Devourers is playing the Rickshaw and doing a record show release with Man Eater and Piss. So there should be pretty good shows to check out tomorrow. And if you're eager to check out more shows, you can check out Chris Horrific, who's playing around the corner at Lanaloo's, along with Advanced Bass. And that's the work of Owen Ashworth, who used to go under the name Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. But they are playing together at Lanaloo's, and I think there is a third act on the bill, if I'm not mistaken. The little kid is going to be playing with Chris Horrific, so you should be able to check out a few shows. I heard Ben Lai saying that he might trick, or it's probably a good option. You have a good chance that you can check out both shows on if you run between the venues, possibly. But anyways, we're going to hear something from Chris Horrific with a track off the Treats album. We'll hear the track called "I Found My New Name," and then after that, we're going to hear something from Advanced Bass, and this is off a new release out called "Horrible Occurrences." And we're going to hear the track called "The Year I Lived in Richmond." And the funny thing is, this album is apparently based on a fictional town of Richmond. But it's funny just to hear the local Vancouver reference, or the seemingly reference to this album. Advancedbass.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. And then we're going to hear probably my favorite Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone track called "Young Shields," and this is off the 2006 album called "Etiquette," and this was recently remastered in 2018. And the reason why it's probably one of my favorite tracks is because when this first came out back in 2006, the CBC Brave New Waves radio show played this track, and this was like towards the end of Brave New Waves when it was almost done. And I remember almost every night I check if there's going to be a Brave New Waves episode, and there would be really scattered episodes in between. And this was one of those where they had a gap from what I remember, and then I was pretty excited to hear new stuff from Cassio Tone way back then. So anyways, we're going to hear that track. But first, right here on CITR, this is Chris Horrific with "I Found My New Name." Attention. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with. I found my new name and I love it, I love it, I love it. Struggling to keep up, I was never hurt. I needed something that was simple and didn't attract attention. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with. I found my new name and I love it, I love it, I love it. Thank you.
Richmond. There was a killer on the loose. Four women slain in my neighborhood. It was all over the news. Well, Deborah Lee Hill moved to Richmond. Around about the same time as me. She was a peculiar one, strong and silent type. I'd see her at the bar occasionally. Summer was hot there here in Richmond. Deborah didn't have an AC. She slept with her second story bedroom window up, just to catch a little breeze. She woke one night to an intruder climbing in her window from a tree. Deborah up and ran for a kitchen knife. Stabbed him in his chest repeatedly.
Things that we believe. sad. I swear to God that they don't get me at all.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life, when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Young Shields by Cassio Chone for The Painfully Alone from the 2006 album Etiquette. An advanced bass before that with The Year I Lived in Richmond off the new Horrible Occurrences release. An advanced bass is playing tomorrow in Vancouver at Lanaloo's. And advanced bass is a new project from Owen Ashworth, formerly known as Cassio Chone, for The Painfully Alone. And Chris Horrific, a local artist and fellow CITR DJ, is playing that show as well. And you heard Chris Horrific at the top of the set with I Found My New Name off the Treats album. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. We got about half an hour left on the program, and we're going to hear something from Victoria's Art Deco. The new album is called Serene Demon. We're going to hear a track called A Change of Scenery. And lots of stations are playing this one. It's doing really good on the national radio charts. And if you head to earshotonline.com or earshot-online.com, you could check it out. And currently it's sitting at number 3 on the top 50. And after Art Deco, we're going to hear something from a local project called The Houseplants. And that's a local trio making some kind of a indie bedroom, not really bedroom, but kind of post-punk, kind of pop, indie pop kind of stuff. Anyways, theHouseplants.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. We're going to hear a track called Dreams of Falling off the EP called Into Equilibrium that came out last month. And that's Houseplants with H-A-U-S. But first, the new Art Deco album is what we're going to hear. And this track is called A Change of Scenery.
In that demon town,
And that was new stuff from local trio Houseplants, or The Houseplants, and that was a track called Dreams of Falling off the Into Equilibrium release. And prior to that, you heard something from Art Deco from Victoria with A Change of Scenery off the brand new Serene Demon album. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone, on CITR 101.9 FM, and I got about 23 minutes left, so we'll try to cram in as much as we can, and we'll shift gears a little bit and get to a little bit more experimental music, and we're going to hear something from the Permanent Drift record label, or sorry, Permanent Draft label, and we're going to hear a French experimental artist named Maria Delanoit, and a release out called Transportees. Very kind of experimental and mysterious, kind of haunting release that has kind of found sound and recordings. It sounds like old, strange radio broadcasts. But we're going to hear a track called BZH. And once again, that's Marie Delanoit on the Permanent Draft record label. And I think I've played some stuff from this label before, from what I recall by the album covers. I think Valentina Magaliti I've played. But anyways, we're going to hear that, and if you head to permanentdraft.bandcamp.com, you can check out this album. After that, we're going to hear something from a project from a collaborator from Mikachu and the Shapes. That's Risa K with a release out called Affectionately, and we're going to hear the track called Stay. And this is a new release out on 15 Love Records, and it's the work of Risa Khan, making some kind of experimental pop music that's kind of comparable to Tirza. And once again, that's Risa K. But first, something from Marie Delanoit. This track is called BZH.
Un breton de notre pays, où il y aura bêtises. Sa femme à son foyer.
Celle que je t'avais dit là. Ah, celle que. Allez, maman,
Avant de chanter la gavotte, il faut que tu apprennes à danser avant. Parce que tu n'auras pas le rythme si tu ne sais pas danser. Donc il faut que tu saches danser premièrement. Et après, alors tu peux chanter.
Thank you. Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Otherwise, I'll hold you back. I'll hold you back.
Was a beautiful track from the album from Risa K called Affectionately, and that featured the vocals of Kobe Say, who is an NTS radio host as well as his own solo artist, and they're out on the AD93 label. But anyways, they're appearing on the Risa K release, and I think that's the single, and Risa K is a collaborator with Mika Chu and The Shapes, as well as I think the newer project called Good Sad Happy Bad, and I do believe Michael Levi also appears on this track, and risak.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And prior to that was the very experimental track from Permanent Draft Records, a French artist named Marie Delanoit, with a track called BZH off the Transportese release that does kind of have a haunting kind of field recording type sounds, music, concrete mixed in. And once again, that's out on Permanent Draft Records. And we're going to keep going with some more electronic music in this next set. And we're going to hear kind of a little bit more kind of a deconstructed club type music with an artist named Aya. Let me see, I think a new release out is what we're going to hear. Something called Hexed that I think just came out on the Hyperdub record label. We're going to hear a track called something called, let me see, oh, Hexed, the title track of the release. And once again, that's on Hyperdub Recordings. And if you head to aya.yco.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And we're going to hear, let me see. Actually, I think we're going to hear a track called Off the SO. And then after Aya, we're going to hear something from Marina Zispin and a new release out, I think, on the Night School record label. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR. There's new stuff from Hyperdub Records from an artist out of London named Aya. This is Off to the SO. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Marina Zispin and a track called, or off the album called Now You See Me, Now You Don't. And that was Two Doors. Before that, Aya with Off to the SO off Hexed, off a forthcoming release on Hyperdub Records. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with more great programming. And keep it locked on CITR for the upcoming show, Soca Storm. And I'm going to leave you with an excerpt of a release out called Lost Paradise, which is blissed out breakbeat hardcore from 1991 to 94 on the Blank Mind record label. This is a track from an artist named Luxury. This track is called Twirl.
Now, you're inside the Soca Storm.
I'll cross any ocean to find it. Won't let no mountain get in the way. Hey. Come cross the water, been through the fire. I know that my heart will show me the way.